Interim Superintendent Bob Hill has suggested cuts for the next budget that include eliminating 30 high school teaching positions and some special education programs. School board member Scott McFarland says collective bargaining agreements might raise costs higher, which he says could mean the district actually needs to cut $6 to $7 million from its operating budget. Hill has agreed to recommend further cuts at the board meeting next week. McFarland says budget cuts are past the bone and into the marrow.
We've been reducing our budget for several years now, and we have done it incrementally so we wouldn't have major cuts in one year. But now we have no reserve left, so we're going to have to balance our budget this year.
McFarland says a property tax increase could help supplement the district's budget by $10 million, but he says he doesn't anticipate the school board will try to go that route this year. I'm Rachel Otwell.